Let's find out more about the Apple iPhone 7 that's supposed to be launched later on today. Our gadget detective is Fevzi Turkart. Morning, Fevzi.
Good morning.
How much do we know so far about the iPhone 7? The only thing I've seen about it is it's not going to have a headphone jack.
Well, I think I could be wrong about this, but I think we know almost everything about it this time round before the launch. So, yes, you're right. The rumours are telling us that they've removed the headphone jacks. Rather controversial.
Why would they do that? Some of us rather like using headphone jacks on our phones.
Apple sort of did away with the floppy disk drive in their computers much before other companies did. And basically, they're just saying it's old news. So there'll be two ways of connecting your headphones. You'll either plug headphones directly into the Lightning port, which is a little micro port at the bottom. Plus, I suspect that they will give us an adapter, so Lightning to headphone jack, so you'll be able to use your existing headphones.
But either way, you'll need to buy an Apple product to do it.
If you get the iPhone, they'll give you the adapter, I think. So you'll either use the headphones that come with it, which I suspect they'll give you a set of wireless. And that's the way it's going. Apple like wireless, so I think they'll do that. The other big change, and I think a more positive change, is the fact that there'll be still two sizes, the iPhone 7 and the 7 Plus. The larger screen 7 Plus will have a dual lens camera, and that's quite a first. And it'll be interesting to see exactly how Apple implement that, but it's thought that it will give improved performance in low light, and also one of the lenses will be more zoomed in than the other, so it'll effectively give you what's called an optical zoom. So one will be allow you to take closer pictures, one further away, without having to do a digital zoom, which tends to make the quality less.
Lose the quality of your zoom in too much.
Just
basically better quality on, you know, near and far photos.
Yeah,
better camera.
Yeah, but I think that'll be the nice surprise. I think Apple will probably do something quite intelligent with the software on that. The processor, of course, will be faster, and the rumours are that it's going to be faster than the big iPad Pro. You know, they've got this 12.9-inch iPad Pro. It's a huge device. This will be even slightly faster than that. Also, a new colour. It'll be back in black, as it were. We've had space grey for quite a while, but I think there'll be a black option this time as well. Small changes other than that, you know, in terms of the aesthetics. Those somewhat ugly antenna bands around the back, those horizontal stripes top and bottom, will be less obvious. And improved water resistance as well. So I think they're going to have something called IPX7, which means you should be able to, it should be able to sustain some major splashes of water. Apple might not tell you, but you know, you can even, well, I won't go there. Some people have put it inside a bucket of water and it has survived.
Right,
but
okay.
Not to be recommended.
Don't try that at home.
No, don't. And don't come to me if it breaks.
So, in other words, I mean, Apple have been struggling a bit with iPhone sales in that they've been going down, not that they're not selling many of them. Is this going to change that, or is that a trend that no one can change now?
No, you're quite right. The rumours are that Apple's predictions for this iPhone were only about 60% of the sales of the current iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. Having said that, again, further rumours from the supply chain, which is, you know, where they buy the parts to make them, is that following Samsung's recall of its Galaxy Note 7, you know, the smartphone that burst into flames in a few cases, that Apple have increased its parts order by 10% for the period. So Apple's obviously expecting at least a short-term bounce because of Samsung's problems, but you're right, the rumours are that they'd only ordered about 60% of the parts that they had needed for the iPhone 6S.
Any idea how much and when we might be able to get our hands on these things? People who want to be early adopters of an iPhone 7?
Okay, prices are likely to be the same as for the 6S, with the 6S and the 6S Plus dropping. That said, that new camera assembly is going to add about $40 to Apple's costs. So it's a question of whether they'll absorb that or not. If they absorb it, it'll be about the same. The other nice thing that I didn't mention is the memory. You know, on iPhones, you can't upgrade the memory. There's no memory card slot. So what you get is important. Previously, the entry level started at 16 gigabytes. This time round, it's thought that the entry level machine, because there'll be three different memory capacities, the entry level will be 32. So that's the minimum you'll get in an iPhone 7 now. 32, then it will jump to not 64, but 128, and at the top end, 256. And the reason for that is the new cameras will allow you to shoot, we think, 4K video, this ultra-high definition video, at 60 frames a second, which will consume lots and lots of memory.
Gotcha. Really interesting, Fezzy. Thanks so much for that, and we'll catch you on Howard's programme at the weekend.
Cheers. Bye now.
That's Fezzy Torkup, who's the gadget detective, runs the website by that name, and also here every Saturday morning, 7:45 with Howard Hughes on BBC Radio Berkshire. That's the time now, by the way, Wednesday morning, 7:45. BBC Radio Berkshire.